Hallo, hallo und willkommen bei einer neuen Folge von The Curious Radio. Wir sind ja hier, um euch regelmäßig in Deep Dives und Rabbit Holes zu entführen, von denen ihr davor noch gar nicht wusstet, dass euch das interessieren könnte. Denn beim Curious Magazine und so auch hier im Curious Radio folgen wir der Neugierde. Und heute übergebe ich dafür das Mikro an Max. Der ist so etwas wie der Curious Insekten-Experte und betreibt einen eigenen Podcast, den er Insect Insights nennt. Darin erzählt er kurze Geschichten aus der Perspektive immer eines sehr spezifischen Insekts. Die sind wissenschaftlich korrekt, aber im Ton eher, würde ich sagen, eine Insektenmeditation. Wer mehr davon will, wir stellen euch den Link zu diesem Podcast natürlich in die Shownotes. Und in der nächsten Folge gibt es hier im Curious Radio dann auch noch ein längeres Gespräch mit Max über süße Spinnen und sehr eigenartige Beziehungen zwischen Ameisen und Blattläusen. Aber erstmal viel Spaß mit der Wasserwanze, einem 3,5 bis 11,5 großen Tierchen, das in paläotropischen, also in tropischen und subtropischen Gegenden zu Hause ist. Close your eyes and
picture yourself swimming in a shallow brook, several centimeters of clear water above and below you offer you plenty of hunting grounds. Your round, flat body is perfect to chase down prey. You are a small aquatic bug and an expert diver. Hi, and welcome to the Insect Insights. Chill insect stories to relax and wonder. Available wherever podcasts are. If you like this podcast, you can subscribe, leave a review, and even an insect question on Spotify or on the website. I am Max, your host, and I hope you are ready to dive into insect knowledge for another insight. Many insects dwell in fresh water like you, a fellow Curious. Not so many can live permanently under the surface, without ever needing to go up to breathe. That is the mark of the more sophisticated divers, and you are certainly part of that crew. Of course, like all adult insects, you do need to breathe air, with gaseous oxygen. Unlike many animals, you cannot directly breathe the oxygen present in the water dissolved. Your tracheal system, the network of air tubes in your body, works only with gas. Fortunately for you, little bug, you have a way to breathe gaseous oxygen, even underwater. You simply carry a bubble with you at all time. It may sound easy. It may sound simple. After all, many insects and other arthropods just get air from the surface and carry it down the water to use as breathing supplies. The problem for these mere occasional divers is that the bubble does not last. It either shrinks down as the nitrogen dissolves itself in the water, or all of the oxygen runs out. And then they have to go all the way up again for a refill. Nothing of that for you. Your precious bubble is permanent, thanks to a dense carpet of extremely thin hydrophobic city on your body. The wetting is kept at bay, securing a stable air-water interface. It also gives you a stylish look, with this thin layer of air covering the lower part of your body looking like a silvery belly. So, you have a permanent air storage. Nice. But What about the oxygen running out? That would be a shame. Well, the good thing is that your little air pocket is able to capture the oxygen dissolved in the water, making it available to you in gas form. As you consume the oxygen of your bubble, it is able to get more from the water at the rate sufficient to meet your needs. This little bubble you sustain and the gas exchanges it allows is called a physical gill. The secret to your aquatic longevity.